Thursday, February 12th. Memorial of the Seven Holy Founders of the Servite Order. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 44, verses 1 through 15. Let us now praise men of renown and our fathers in their generation. The Lord hath wrought great glory through his magnificence from the beginning. Such as have borne rule in their dominions, men of great power and endued with their wisdom, showing forth in the prophets the dignity of prophets, and ruling over the present people, and by the strength of wisdom instructing the people in most holy words. Such as by their skill sought out musical tunes and published canticles of the scriptures. Rich men in virtues, lovers of beauty living at peace in their houses. All these have gained glory in their generations and were praised in their days. They that were born of them have left a name behind them, that their praises might be related. And there are some of whom there is no memorial, who are perished as if they had never been, and are born as if they had never been born, and their children with them. But these were men of mercy, whose godly deeds have not failed. Good things continue with their seed. Their posterity are a holy inheritance, and their seed hath stood in the covenants, and their children for their sakes remain forever. Their seed and their glory shall not be forsaken. Their bodies are buried in peace, and their name liveth unto generation and generation. Let the people show forth their wisdom, and the church declare their praise. Haydock Commentary. The author had given rules for all virtues, and he now sets before us those who had put them in practice. It was the custom to sound forth the praises of these fathers in the temple and synagogues. The Lord hath wrought great glory. He was the author of all their virtue, and has acquired much glory by their means among men, though his essential glory can never increase. There are some of whom there is no memorial who are perished as if they had never been. This may be understood of the wicked Israelites, or of the sons of Abraham by Hagar. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 through 29. At that time, Peter said to Jesus, Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. What therefore shall we have? And Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit on the seat of his majesty, you also shall sit on 12 seats, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall possess life everlasting. Haydock Commentary. Behold, we have left all. What confidence this is in Peter! He had been but a fisherman, always poor, living by his industry, and gaining his bread by the sweat of his brow. Yet with great confidence he says, We have left all. So says St. Jerome. For we are not to consider what he left, but the will with which he left his all. That man leaves a great deal who reserves nothing for himself. It is a great matter to quit all, even if the things we leave be very inconsiderable in themselves. Do we not observe with how great affection we love what we already have, and how earnestly we search after what we have not? It is on this account that St. Peter and his brother St. Andrew left much, because they denied themselves even the desire and inclination of possessing anything. So says St. Gregory. Even if one is not rich, he shall not on that account receive a less reward, for the apostles who have done the same thing were no richer. He therefore leaves all the world who leaves all he has and the desire of ever having more. So says St. Augustine. Jesus Christ here calls the general resurrection the regeneration, because there will then be a renovation of the human body and of the whole world. The promise which is here made to the apostles of sitting on thrones at the general judgment and passing sentence on the 12 tribes of Israel must not be understood as limited to them or to the Jews. For St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:2 that not only he, but also many of the Corinthians to whom he was writing would judge not merely the 12 tribes, but the whole world, and moreover angels themselves. It is the opinion of many of the fathers, St. Jerome, St. Augustine, St. Gregory, and others, that all apostolical men, that is, those who, renouncing the goods of this life, adhere to Christ in mind and affection, and by every possible means promote his reign and the propagation of his gospel, will be so far honored as to sit in judgment with him at the general resurrection. Christ will appear on the throne of his majesty with his heavenly court, and with his elect shall condemn the wicked world. The hundredfold is to be understood of the blessings in this life, of interior consolations, of the peace of a good conscience, and in general of spiritual gifts and graces, which are much more valuable than all temporal goods. And besides these spiritual graces in this world, he shall receive everlasting glory in the world to come. Our Savior does not here lay down a precept of separating from wives, but just as when before he said, "He that loses his life for my sake shall find it," he did not counsel, much less command us to lay violent hands upon ourselves, so here he teaches us to prefer the duties of piety to every other consideration. So says St. John Chrysostom. The reward will be a hundredfold by the accumulation of spiritual gifts and graces in this life, infinitely superior to all we have left, and the inheritance of life eternal in the next.